Hello?
Hello, is that Jerry?
Yes.
Hiya, it's Francesca calling from INS Law about an inquiry submitted for the Scottish Redress Scheme. Is now a good time to talk?
Yes. Perfect.
Yeah?
Come on, lady.
Perfect. Lovely. So before we begin, I just need to take some details off you for data protection. Is that okay?
Yes, okay.
Perfect. Would I be able to get your full name, please?
My full name is Jared Edward Ross.
Jerry Edward.
Jared Edward, G-E-R-A-R-D. Edward Ross.
Perfect. And have you been known by any other names before? So when you were in care or any name changes?
No, just Jerry, that was it.
Yeah.
Other explanatives.
What was that, sorry?
Other explanatives I was referred to as.
Okay. Yeah, so just anything that you possibly might have been known as, things like that. Perfect. And your date of birth?
27663.
Yes. Yeah. And your current address?
It's 104-104 Swale Drive, SWALEDRIVE Drive, Kingsheath, Northampton. NN57NL.
Perfect. Okay. And do you happen to recall your address prior to being placed in care?
My last address in Dumbarton was 66 Napier Crescent, Bristol, Dumbarton.
Could you just spell that street name for me, sorry?
Napier Crescent, N-A-P-I-E-R, Crescent.
Crescent. Did you say that you recalled the postcode?
No, it's only G82. I couldn't tell you the direct postcode for Dumbarton. I know it's
G82. Okay, no problem. So that's the address that you were at before you were placed into care, yeah?
Yes.
And your parents' names?
My parents' names is Hannah Keaton McHugh Buse Ross. Hannah Ross.
Yeah, and your father?
Was Thomas Sidney Ross.
Perfect. So just let you know as well, so all calls are recorded, okay, just for training and quality purposes. So one more question. Are you registered with a GP at the moment that I'd be able to take the name of for the practice?
Yeah, the practice is at Leicester Terrace, Dr. Costons, C-A-W-T-S-O-N, I think. Costons, Leicester Terrace.
Leicester Terrace.
I don't know if it's in Barrack Road. I forget the name of the road. It's Leicester Health Terrace anyway.
Okay, thank you.
That'll be NN1 somewhere.
Just adding all this information to the file. So, and you said your mum's middle name was Keaton.
Yeah, my mother had several names before. Her maiden name was Buist.
Yeah, and how am I spelling that one?
B-U-I-S-T.
It's just that when it comes to getting records and things like that, a lot of them will be under your parents' names.
Yeah. Well, it'd be my mother to get my supervision orders.
So the supervision orders?
Yes, before I went into approved school.
Okay. And in regards to contacting you, so it'd usually be by phone, email or text. Are those all okay with you?
Emails are not. I say I'm going to tell you now, young lady. I've got a pack here from you from a few years ago from Scottish Redress.
Yeah.
Because somebody's been trying to get me from Leeds in Stockport, and I've got to get. What I'm basically asking for is, can I get a thing me a caseworker.
Yeah, so with that package, so that's through Scottish Redress.
Yes.
So we're a private law firm, so
yep.
we're different. So with the application you've been given, so we do all that for you.
Yeah, it's just the monetary cost.
Yeah, so there's three different ways that you can apply to the scheme. So you can apply by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme. So they're paid by the government for assisting you with your application.
Yes.
So under that government scheme, the solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for helping you, regardless of whether you're successful or not. So with us, so INS Law, we don't operate under the statutory schemes. We don't claim any government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement. So we're not paid by the government for assisting you.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't be helpful for me because I can't afford to pay anybody.
So we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you're unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing. So if you are successful and you receive the redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on time spent and then a success fee. So there's the total fees is a cap. So it's capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your redress payments. You never pay more than that agreed cap. And then there's no prior fees. And again, it's no win, no fee.
Nah, it's okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So would you like to go ahead with this or did you want to
I'll get in touch with Redress Scotland today.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You have a good day. Take care.
Thank
God
you. And you. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.